Log Talk Radio. because that is the house of prayer. It's their band, the blood that Jesus shared for me way back, hallelujah, on Calvary, hallelujah. It was the blood that give us strength. And today is still the blood that gives us strength day to day, because the blood of Jesus will never lose its power. We're here today with the opportunity to seek God. We're here today because we had the opportunity to seek him, and many of us found him. And we thank God for the blood of Jesus today. It did many things for us, many things for us. The main thing, it washes, it cleanses, hallelujah, so that we can be healed. Uh-huh. And so we thank God for that this morning. Hallelujah. Thank God for another Monday morning. Thank God for waking us up, closing our right minds. We have the use and activities of our limbs, our life, our health, and our strength. We're grateful unto him this morning because he's Almighty God that have all the power. And he did all of this for us, brought us through last weekend up until this present time. Yesterday was Sunday, but Sunday's gone. Tomorrow is Tuesday, but tomorrow's not promised. But he blessed us to be here today. Hallelujah. And so we're grateful unto him. But there's none like him. We can search all over. We won't find nobody. Nobody greater than Almighty God. Oh, I'm blessed this morning, and I thank him. So look, we're going to go ahead and have prayer this morning. And after prayer, we're going to one more song, and we're coming back to talk about the topic for today. And I believe Dr. Pauline Dillard of Dunamis Center Ministry, she may stop by this morning, and she have a marriage counseling ministry, Christian marriage counseling ministry. And she and I, we're over on LinkedIn together. And I just like that Dr. Pauline. Yeah, she's a good woman. And I thank God for her. Thank God for her. Pray for her ministry. Pray for her and her family. Yeah, it's a good thing to pray for others. So listen, we are going to pray. And after prayer, we're coming back with another song, more encouraging words. And then we will read our scripture for today and talk about our topic, soul saving. Saving souls. That's what we want to talk about today. What is a soul worth? What is a soul? Hallelujah. So we thank God this morning. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. Hey, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you this morning. We can't tell you thank you enough. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Over in the Psalms, Father, David said he cried unto the Lord, and you heard his cry. We cry unto you, and you hear our cry. We're thankful this morning that we have communication with you. We only have to go through your son. And the way we go through him, when we talk to you, we just ask that you would do these things that we're requesting in the name of Jesus, your son, Jesus Christ. You so loved us, you sent him, Father, that if we believe on him, we won't perish, but have everlasting life. Father, we believe your word this morning, for your word holds true. It has proven itself to many of us. We are thankful unto you. Thank you, Father, for what you've done already. Thank you for what you're doing right now. And Father, we thank you for what you're going to do, great and mighty things. We come this morning bowed down, Father, asking for forgiveness of all our sins, all our wrongdoings, our wrong thoughts, our wrong speakings, and our wrong feelings. And though our sins be as scarlet this day, Father, we ask that you would wash us as white as snow. Cleanse us this morning from all unrighteousness. Give us a clean heart. And renew the right spirit within us this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. We thank you this morning for hearing and answering our prayers. We thank you this morning that you're on our side. We thank you that you look beyond fault and yet meet our needs. We thank you that if you be for us, you're more than the whole world against us. We thank you this morning that we can cast our cares upon you, for it's you that careth for us. We thank you this morning that you know your plans for us. Nothing evil but good. Father, I'm grateful unto you this morning that you love us in a way that we can't even understand. It's just so great. It's so powerful. It's beyond us. Hallelujah. And we thank you this morning. We come asking, Father, that you would heal those that are sick among us this morning, every caller and every listener. You took a beating for the healing of the nation, and as yet healing in the hem of your garment, and we're pressing into you this morning. We're touching your garment that you would make us whole, Father, that you would heal us from the very top of our head to the very sole of our feet. We ask that you would heal us today. Father, I bring every caller and every listener before you this morning, asking that you would bless these, your people, bless their family and friends near and far. Father, we ask that you would go through their homes, go through their houses, and that, Lord, whatever's not right there, you would make it right. But this morning, Father, I come praying for our minds and our hearts. Ask that you would fix our hearts and regulate our minds. But Father, we don't want to be amiss with you. We don't want to be backwards. We don't want to be upside down. We don't want to miss the mark of you. We want to obey you. We come this morning asking that you would save our souls. But we believe. Father, when we look at the two thieves on the cross, one said he believed. And he asked to be remembered, and your son remembered him that day. He gave up the ghost, and when the man gave up the ghost, he had the opportunity to go with you. So, Father, we ask this morning that you would do the same for us. Help us to go with you. Help us to go to paradise with you. Don't let our souls be lost. Father, don't let our hearts and minds be in the flesh and on the things of the world. Don't let us stress. Don't let us be depressed. But help us to look to the hills from which cometh our help. All our help. That's a big word, Father. It covers everything. All our help comes from you. You made the heavens and the earth. Father, the earth is yours, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. We believe you this morning. We believe your word this morning. And we are asking today that you would draw us ever closer to you, our hearts and our minds. Let it be on you, Father. Let it be on your word and in your word. Don't let us walk according to our flesh. We realize the time is winding up. The signs are great in the earth. And many are ignoring your signs. But Lord, we see your signs. We remember what your word said. And we know that you're coming back. And you didn't say when. But many things that are going to come. Famines and many things on the pestilence. And the pandemic, God, this is a pestilence. Coronavirus, Omarions, and all of this is a pestilence in the earth. And help us to see you. Help us to draw ever closer to you. Help us to gird up the loins of our hearts and mind in you, in your word. And help us to walk accordingly. Help us to walk in the spirit, Father, that we don't fulfill the lust of our flesh. And we ask, Lord, that you would stir up the gifts in us. That we can shout your word from the rooftop. We can talk of your wondrous works and make known your deeds among the people, for time is wind up. And again, you are coming back looking for your church, Father, without spot or wrinkle. And we are asking you today, Lord, teach us how to get the spots out. Teach us how to get the wrinkles out of us. And help us to seek your face with our whole heart. Daily, all day, if we can, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to turn from the world, take our eyes off the world, and put our eyes on you and in your word. But God, we can be prepared when you come back. We can be ready. We have our garments on. We have our shoes on. We need nothing else but just to go. And Father, while we're here, help us, Lord, to put on the whole armor of you so that we can stand against the wiles of the devil. God, so that we can resist him. Father, so that we can turn a blind eye to the world and the things of the world. But Lord, turn our spiritual eyes and ears toward you and your word so that we can do what's pleasing and acceptable unto you. Father, we come this morning praying for leadership in churches. Lord, they've turned your house to something else. They're using the word church. They're using the words God, Jesus. But Lord, that's not what they're doing. They're saying one thing but doing another. I ask this morning, Father, that you would turn the hearts of your preachers. You called them. You chose them, Father. Turn their hearts to you. Turn their hearts to your word. Turn their hearts to preach the truth to your people, whether they live it or not. Father, the modern day church have lost their minds. They don't have the mind of Christ. They're not teaching the gospel. Lord, they're teaching money, prosperity, all of these other things. But they are not teaching your gospel. They're not teaching Jesus Christ. They're not teaching saving power. They're not teaching deliverance. They're not teaching being set free. They're teaching what they believe the people want to hear. Entertainment, God. Lord, have mercy this morning. Money. The building and the leadership of the building have become fearful. So they stopped crying loud and sparing not. And many didn't start out crying loud and sparing not. And those that are pleasing the people, they're giving a word. A word to the people that they think the people want to hear. Many are chasing after prophecy. They want someone to prophesy to them. And these leaders are doing it, God, because it bring more members. It bring more money. But Father, we know that you're not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Help today, help today. What profit the man to gain the whole world and lose his soul this morning? Father, it's your word that we're seeking after. It's your word that, God, we want. It's your word that we want to live according to. We want to obey today. We need you, Lord. We can't make it without you. We don't want to be like the world. I believe these are special people that you brought here. No matter what they hear, Lord, no matter what they see, they continue to seek you. They continue to seek your face and turn from their wicked ways. Help us here this morning, oh God. We need you. We need you. We can't make it without you. Show us the way, Father, we're willing to walk in your way today. Hallelujah. 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 I'll do it for us, Lord. We don't want to be lost. We want to return with you when you come back. Father, we want to come back with you to judge the world. Help us this morning. Again, we want to do what's pleasing unto you, what pleases you, what satisfies you, the things that you can accept. But Father, we know you don't accept any and every old thing. Help us today. Father, I feel like we're in the day of Noah. I feel like we're crying loud, Lord, but no one want to hear the truth. It appears everybody have their own belief, their own thoughts, nothing of you. They don't fear your Father. They don't fear your house. They don't fear your people. Help us this morning, oh God, to reach those that are lost. Use us in your service to bless your people in the name of Jesus. Father, remember today those that are incarcerated, oh God. Have mercy this morning, Jesus. Hey, God, move by your spirit for these your people. We ask this morning, oh God, that He will strengthen those that are walking in you while they're locked up. And God, when they are released, they're not going back, but they're coming up the more in you. Strengthen today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, whatever concerning these your people, I ask that you would move upon it today. Show them today that not only you heard the cry, but you're answering. Hallelujah. Bless those that are in every branch of the military. Turn their whole hearts to you, oh God. Send your protecting angels to protect, stand and shield and watch. Keep them safe from all hurt, harm, or danger in the name of Jesus. This morning we ask that you would bless widowers. Bless fatherless children. Hallelujah. Here, there, and everywhere. Lord, and use us to be a blessing unto widowers. Use us to be a blessing unto fatherless children. Help us today, O God, to do according to your word. Bless bereaved families this morning in their hour of need. Strengthen today, O God, in the name of Jesus. But Father, if we continue, there's a day when we must go the same way that the loved one went. But Father, when we go, we want to sleep out in you. Do it for us in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you would bless intercessory prayer people everywhere, praying for others in the name of Jesus, praying for souls to be saved, praying for people to get it right with you, to seek your face and turn from their wicked ways. Father, we ask this morning that you would bless Israel and prosper Jerusalem. Ask this morning that you would bless our brothers and sisters overseas everywhere. And Lord, bless those that have to hide because they can't come out in the open and share your son Jesus. Can't share you, that you so loved us that you gave your only begotten son. This morning, oh God, I ask in the name of Jesus that you would protect your people. Loose your ministering angels, Lord, to stand watch with the watch angels, to minister to your people, your ministry of love in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, I ask this morning that you would bless America and the leadership. Father, don't leave us alone. We need you today. We can't make it without you. Lord, in this leadership, God, I ask that you would restore these people's mind and rebuke the devourer for their sake. That God, when they want to do evil, when they want to do what's not right before you, when they want to do it their way and won't do what's pleasing and acceptable unto you, Father, I ask that you would turn it away from them. And you would give them a heart of flesh and give them a heart to love the people and not evil. You blessed America, and you're continuing to bless America. But Father, we need to come home wholeheartedly unto you. We need to coming in repentance unto you, godly sorry for what we've done. We ask this morning that you would do it in us. Give us the spirit to do it, oh God. Rebuke the devourer for our sake, for those of us that are trying to get it right with you. That God will get it right, even in the leadership of this country. They'll get it right with you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless Dr. Pauline Dillard, God, and her family and her ministry in the name of Jesus. Bless this segment of Jesus in the Morning. Have your way here today. Move by your spirit in a mighty way here. Let the lost be found by you, oh God. As we lift you up in song and words of encouragement and talk about your wondrous works and make it known your deeds among the people, Lord, draw men unto you, all like they did on the day of Pentecost. Men and brethren, what should we do to be saved? Lord, that power still exists. Hallelujah. And those that are converted, Lord, we ask that not only the conversion work, but God, that you would fill them with your spirit this morning, the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Help today, oh God. And Father, help man not to see things his way, for there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. Bless you today. move by your spirit here today. Set a fresh anointing here. The God, it will build your people up in the name of Jesus. It will encourage them, inspire them all to go further with you in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask it all this morning in your son Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for hearing us this morning. And Father, thank you for answering us. And your word will not return void. Hallelujah. Even in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we glorify you this morning. Oh, we give you honor. We give you the glory and praise. But Father, there's none like you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for Jesus, the mediator. Hallelujah. Thank you for us suffering, Father. Oh, yeah. Thank you for us bleeding and dying and conquering all and rising with all power. We thank you this morning. We open up to you. Bless the prayer club this morning. Father, move for those people like never before. Those that need healing and finances, whatever they need, God, move. Those that have children unruly, God, move today. In the name of Jesus, have mercy this morning, oh God, according to your loving kindness, according to your multitude of your tender mercies. Ah, help us today, blot out our transgressions today, and move by your spirit for us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. In Jesus' name, again, we ask it all. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We can't say thank you enough. Father, if we each had 10,000 tongues and we began to praise you with everyone, it would not be enough. Hallelujah. For Lord, you go beyond. You're more than. Hallelujah. More than we'll ever need. We thank you this morning. Oh, fix our hearts and regulate our minds. Help us today, oh God, to see it clear. Help us, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord. Help us today. Help us to remember you. Help us to remember your word. Help us to walk according to your word today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, His Majesty. We thank you, Jehovah. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's none like you. None. We can search all over. Won't find nobody. Nobody greater than Almighty God today. He's on our side in spite of us. But when I tell you it's time for souls to be saved, yeah, it's time for saving souls. Those of us that are in leadership, we got to turn from our wicked ways. We got to get it right with God. I thank him for in 1993, I did start with him. And I never decided to go back. I never forget what he told me the day he saved me. Ha! Hey, Mashaka. Hey, glory. You go back, that body should surely lay down and never get back up. But not only that, I just don't want to forget him, no day. On my best day, or when I got two pennies to rub together in my pocket, I don't want to forget him. I have a warm place to live, food on my table, hallelujah, warm clothes in this cold season on my back. I'm clothed in my right mind because I wake up remembering him. Oh, glory to his majesty. I wake up. Remember, there is a God. I don't wake up angry. I don't wake up frustrated. I don't wake up thinking, today is the day I'm going to die. Today is the day it's going to end. The world. I don't wake up with craziness. I wake up thanking him. I wake up believing that he is. Hallelujah. And that he is a rewarder of them higher that diligently seek him. Let me tell you something today. God worked with me on Saturday. When I tell you I was disturbed in my spirit, hey, I was disturbed. Because what they call it, the modern day church, is not teaching Jesus. and thousands and thousands, I'm going to say millions of people are following this nonsense. They're following the lies. They're not following the truth. Oh, have mercy this morning, oh God. But if he come back and you don't believe in his son, Jesus, you're out of gas. If he come back and you don't believe, you got problems. Oh, he dealt with me this weekend. Looking on the two thieves on the cross. Look at it. Look at it now. We're going to go there too. One said, remember me. Hallelujah. He believed. He believed, yeah. And he got a seat with God. He got a place to sit down. Hallelujah. Troubles are over. He don't have to worry about that anymore. He don't have to worry about that kind of stuff no more. Hallelujah. If ever there was a crucial time for the true people of God to raise up, stop being fearful. He didn't give us a spirit of fear. He gave us power, he gave us love, and he gave us a sound mind. And then he told us, we're not fighting against flesh and blood, principalities, wickedness. Rulers in high places, rulers of the darkness. We're fighting against some stuff, and it's not necessarily the people, but it's what's in them who they have allowed to become their gods. Look here. Leadership is supporting evil. Anything that's of the devil, it is not good. It's evil. So if you have allowed to put stuff in schools that would destroy children, that was the devil that used them. Excuse me. That was evil. Children going home telling their parents from school, I like boys and girls. If we look back in Genesis, he said he made both male and female. He made the man, which was Adam, and he made the woman, which was Eve. Adam's body is different from Eve's body, and he gave Adam the male and gave Eve the female, and these two come together, and they reproduce kids. They reproduce people. Woo! So when we look at things, they're trying to change the laws of God, the ways of God, the word of God. But how many know God will not be mocked? You're not going to be able to mock him. He said what he meant, and he meant what he said. But he said this, he won't be mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Whatever dirt you're doing to other people that's evil, it's coming back. Oh, it's coming back home. It'll come back up in your house. You taught these people and gave this to these children to do all these things. Or you taught from the pulpit these things to people, for people to do these things. Entertainment, money, dressed like the world, intellectual thinking like the world and all of this. But guess what? It's going to come up in your house. Your son will take the gun and blow his brain out. That boy that you love so much. Won't be no Abraham and Isaac experience. It won't be no stop. There's a ram in the bush. Mm-mm. It won't be that. And the reason it won't be that, because you did evil. You did what was against God. And you think you're doing something, and you think you're getting away with something. And you're changing the world. But let me tell you something. God sleeps not slumber. His eyes are in every place. He's beholding the evil and the good. Yeah. And so we thank God this morning that we know better. We thank him for his word and our true understanding of his word. People scared to hear about souls and soul saving. They're afraid to hear about heaven or hell. See, they're afraid of these things. Today, they talk like this. If you go to church, everybody's saved. If you go to church, Everybody going to heaven. But let me tell you something. It takes more than that. It takes more than going up in a building, clapping and supporting it, and it takes more than that. We got to believe. We got to have faith. And not just faith so that we can be blessed, so that we can come out trials and tribulations. Not just faith so our bills will be paid and get a few dollars in the bank and the job continue. No, not just faith and prosperity and the good things of God. But we got to have faith in the things that we don't like. We got to have faith that the wages of sin is death. My God. But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, through his Son. But we got to believe that the wages of sin is death. If we're doing wrong, we die. And not only just spiritually, but we're going to die physically. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after death comes the judgment. We're going to look at these people that's teaching all this stuff, and folks lost, and they following it, and they're teaching their children this, and when they hear the truth, they don't believe it. You know, they run, or if they don't run, they won't accept it. And we got to accept what God allows. We must accept what God allows. We're better off anyway. But we'd rather have stuff and things. We'd rather have what the world is offering. You see, we want what the devil got. When I look at the word, it teaches me this, that Jesus went away to prepare a place for me. And where he is, I may be also one day. And if he went to prepare a place for me, and it talks about what's there, it talks about streets of gold, it talks about the garment I will wear, a robe whiter than snow. It talks about a name that I will be given that no one can pronounce but him, because basically no one is going to know this special name that he has given me but him. It talks about a crown with diamonds and emeralds and different things in it. I want to be focused there because that's heaven. Heaven is a place where we'll never die no more. There's no sickness there. You'll never be sick again. You'll never have to worry about food. You won't hunger. If you do, you're hungering and thirsting for more righteousness of God. No more electric bills. No more marriages. You don't have to worry about your spouse cheating or using money that should be used in the house, putting it somewhere. It's a lot of things. It's all over. Time won't even be no more. You don't have to beat a clock in or work on time. You don't have to make a doctor's appointment. It won't be no more of this. So this is where the believer mind should be. Our mind should be on heavenly things, not on things in the earth. We should set our affections above, where moth and rust don't corrupt and thieves can't break in and steal. If our mind goes there and we keep our mind, God is going to show us how to witness to others, how to lift him up when we go out so that he can draw all men unto him. I got a clip I want to play for you. This young lady was sharing her experience of the modern day church and things that she experienced. Excuse me. And things that she knows is happening in the modern day church. What I said, if you're not concerned for you, if you think you got God and you on your way and you don't care about others and yada, 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 your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren, if God allows the earth to continue, they will be lost if we don't get a handle on this thing, because we should have been sparing loud, crying loud and sparing not. Who don't like it, don't like it. And worry about going to jail. Apostle Paul went and spent some time over there. Jesus went through that way and they killed him. They crucified him, but death couldn't hold him in the ground. And he didn't just do it for his flesh, but he did it for us. So we should be willing to do some stuff for him. Thank you, Brother Lewis. Proverbs 11 and 30, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And he that winneth souls is wise. Because look, when we came to God and he saved us, sanctified us, filled us with his spirit, we're no longer our own. And our lives now, this new life, is hid in him. It's hid in Christ. It's hid in God. If we go back and look at, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things passed away. Behold, all things become new. We're no longer them old people we used to be. Our thinking has changed. See, when I was in the world, I never thought like I'm really thinking now. I never thought to really pay attention to the word. Oh, I went to church. I was raised up in the church. Had a great form of godliness and denying the power thereof. And I thought at one point, if he come, I'm ready. You wasn't ready, Barbara. Had God come, you was going to hell. You wasn't ready for nothing. I worked in the building. It was important to me to work inside of those four walls. But you know, God blessed me to know the work was on the outside because I saw what was out there. Everybody didn't come from a godly home. Everybody didn't come from godly parents. Everybody's parents didn't take them to church. Everybody's parents didn't make sure that they taught them, and then when they felt they was old enough, they called them out and asked them what you believe. And the child would say, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that God so loved the world, not because of what the parents taught them, but because the parents made sure they had the experience and to know. I was talking to my granddaughter yesterday, and I had to share some things with her that the Lord told me to tell her. She understood. I said, do you understand? Yes, ma'am. Talk to me. Talk to me. Yes, she understands. Now, I'm not around this young lady every day, every week, every month. But when she was from a baby on, she came to my house. She would be there sometime with Cobrisha, and they would see me do the morning show. And I used to ask them, are y'all saved in here? Yeah. 3 and 4 years old. I said, Cobrisha, you acting like you don't know Jesus. You're acting like you're not saved. You said you were saved, but I need to see the results of a saved young lady in here. Or a saved little girl. Yeah. Because you train them up in the way that they should go. When they get old, they won't pop. Not teach them the ways that the church folks act in the church building. No. You pray and ask God to show you how to capture their heart and give these kids a spirit to receive him and what he said. In 2022, pray for your grandchildren. I'm talking about, do what David said, I cried to the Lord and he heard my cry. Even your adult children, I cried to the Lord and he heard my cry. Cry for them. I know they'll make us so mad. I done been so angry I wanted to hit them in the head with an iron skillet. But that wouldn't have changed them. But when I go to God and I cry out to him for them, then not only does he hear, but he turn things around. I got two done come back. Two. I wasn't looking for that. And the one I thought was there, he left. Oh, but he coming back. Oh, don't worry. You could only run so far. The Lord has shut it all down. And you're not going to go nowhere until you obey. Because you don't agree. You signed the contract with him. When we went to the altar and said, I do, we signed that contract. So I'm winning and said, Lord, come into my heart and live forever. I believe that. Yeah, you signed a contract. Because when you said it, you meant that thing. And that's what God deals with, the heart. Not your sins. Ask Abraham. He counted Abraham's faith, not what Abraham was doing per se, but his faith as righteous. And Abraham believed God. We saw he believed him, so he was willing to sacrifice that boy he longed for, almost 100 before he had that boy. And then God tested him to see if he was going to sacrifice. But he didn't test him. I'm going to put it this way. He gave him a trial. And Abraham was going to go on and endure through the trial. But God said, hold up, Abraham, stop. There's a ram in the bush. Now we use that. We use that for blessings, miracles. But we need to use that ram in the bush, seeking God and getting right with him. I'm a fornicate undercover. Hold up. I got a ram in the bush for you. I want you to go and look at 1 Corinthians chapter 7. I believe it is. Don't let fornication be once named among you. God's eyes are in every place. We need to find that ram in the bush. Let God give us a ram in the bush for sin. Wrongdoings, wrong thoughts, wrong speakers, wrong feelings. Let's see if we can find a ram in the bush for that. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. Matthew 16:21 says this, for what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Do you know some people love their children so they'll give their children the spot of their soul? The family members mean more to them than God. I couldn't imagine. Late in the midnight hour when you're going through, they can't be there. Only he can. In the morning when you rise, they don't rise you up. Only he can. We give all of the praise and worship and honor and glorifying family members and all this stuff. And they cannot do any of this for us. They can't be there in the midnight hour. And even if they're there, it's nothing they can do. We got to go to God for everything. So why not give him all of that? And give your children, give your family member to him and walk away. Because there's a way that seems right to a man. Again this morning. But the end thereof is destruction. What would you give in exchange for your soul? Because if it's not God, you're going to hell. And once you send us to hell, there's no coming out. You're there throughout eternity. God give us plenty of examples. Remember the rich man and Lazarus? The man asked God to do all kind of things because he saw hell was real. He was there. He tried to come out, but he couldn't. So he said, well, look here. Let this go do that, that my brothers would know. He was burning up. Let Lazarus, the one he done did like a dog, stick his finger in some water and touch it to cool my parching tongue. No, you're going to continue to burn. Because people think hell is a figment of imagination. They think the devil is a premises, I think is what they call it. They think that people think that, but that's not true. But when I tell you that's what he's banking on, the devil bank on people not believing that he real. Thank you, Brother Lewis. But it's time to cry loud and spare not. It's time to cry to the Lord about the modern day church. He said in his word, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. But we let some wicked stuff go on, and we sit back scared to death. We can't talk about gay. We can't talk about this. We can't talk about that. We scared to talk about fornication. We scared to talk about adultery. We just scared of everything. We scared to discipline the children. We scared to talk about God on the job. Look here, fire me. I got to go anyway. I wasn't going to stay long anyway. Because greater is he that lives within me than he that is in the world. But we got to make God real. He got to be alive to you. You got to make his word come alive. It's not from just black and white words on paper or red, purple, Jesus said, on some paper. This is living. This is a living word. Jesus is real. He's alive and well. He's not in the grave. He's no longer a baby. God is watching. I believe he left and come down through his son to get some things done. After he got what he needed to get done, he went on back and he's still there. He's not dead. He's not sick. He's not weak. He's yet in full control. He's yet have all power. Oh, I feel the Spirit of the Lord moving. Yes, Lord, do it for us, God. We need him today. I don't have no this and that and intellectual. I done wrote out and set up and fixed stuff for you. Folks want intellectual knowledge. But the spirit and the carnal is against each other. They constantly warring against each other. I'm telling you these things and research it in your Bible. Look at what I'm telling you this morning. Look for it in the Word. We run to all these places with a pen and a paper and what they say, we writing it down and da-da-da-da-da. Look here. Get that pen and paper at your house and study. And study. Write it down so you can make it plain what God said for you to do. I look at the prophet Samuel. I love that Samuel now. And then when I look at Apostle Paul, they was two different men doing two different jobs unto God. But yet it both was effective. And yet the job got done. Saying if we could all come together on one accord, my goodness alive. But see, I want to be over my house because I want money. I want to be over my house because I want to lead a people. All kind of stuff. I didn't want this walk. Y'all better hear me. Everybody I truly know God called, this is not what they want. Man, they was trying to get out this thing and go do something else. And no, that's for you to do, not for me to do. Yeah, they didn't want this. And the ones that he called, they was out there doing something. They may not have been on the corner. They may not have been in the street. They may not have been in the jug joint club. And they may not have been doing any of that. But they were doing something because that's who God used. That's who he needs. He brought, he delivered the adulterer. He delivered the fornicator. He delivered the weed smoker, the liar, the folks hooked up in the hip-hop and rap and all of this witchcraft. He delivers folks. I used to try to do this thing so that I could understand the minister to young people, because young people, children and women, and they love me. I'm down to earth, plain and simple, and I will make you laugh. So they like that from a preacher they can relax with and, you know, be themselves, and I don't point the finger and judge them and act like I'm 800 years old. No, they differ. But the music, I had to let it go. I couldn't keep listening to that. I said, Lord, I know you got another way. And he said, yes, I do. That was for a season. He wasn't going to leave me there. Yeah. Because you even got to be careful what your ears hear, what your eyes see. Without holiness, no man can see God. Without holiness, no man can see God. Be ye holy, for I am holy. You know what that means? Clean way of living. Not better than nobody. It don't mean that you won't error sometime, but as soon as you find out you're in error, you run and get it right with God, or get it right with the person that you error to, and then go get it right with God. Thank you, Brother Lewis. Matthew 16 and 26 again. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? I'm not giving no children. I'm not giving no job. I'm not giving mama, daddy, sister, brother, husband, wife. I'm not giving nothing in exchange for my soul, and hell is hot. Look at that, Matthew 16 and 18, it says this, and I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell should not prevail against it. Galatians 5 and 17 says, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit, spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that you would. We walk in the spirit that we don't fulfill the lust of our flesh. I don't play with me. In no kind of way, I don't play games. I'm straight up. Yeah. You come to me talking about some off the wall. The first thing I want to know, let me hear about your walk with the Lord. And if you don't have a walk with him, you sure don't have one with me. That devil come to steal, kill, and destroy. He will take you out your place in God. Have you around here looking in the flesh? We got to stay prayed up and stayed up, as they say. Hallelujah. Yeah. So we go a little bit further. And we look at today. The Antichrist is more in effect than ever. He's been here a long time now. He has been here a very long time. But he's stirring up more and more now because he's getting ready to show you something. Yeah. If we look at this, and I know people don't like the truth. I know the truth hurt, or it just sounds like something far-fetched. That's not what I want to do. I don't want to hear that, so they reject the truth. But listen, every believer, Proverbs 2, 1 through 5. Right here where it says, my son, it can be son, this is son and daughter, because the word is for us all. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, what's going to happen? Let's take a look at that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's go to Proverbs 2, 1 and 5. Let's take a look at that. And then we're coming back and we're going to talk about some more. Wait a minute. Y'all know I got to get that. 2, 1 and 5. Proverbs Chapter 2, verse 1 through 5. Let's take a look at it. So my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou cries after knowledge and lifted up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest as silver and searchest for her as for hidden treasure, for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Look, he inspired man to write this word. He inspired man to put this together. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the path of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Did you hear that? He keepeth the path of judgment and preserveth the way of saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity. Yeah, every good path. And that's what we want. Verse 10 says, when wisdom enter into thine heart and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. Look, his word is what bless us, his word. Because if we discreet, if we watch it as well as praying, we remember what his word said, and our mind is made up not to do what it said not to do, but we don't want to do what it said not to do. What we want to do is what the word said, in other words. What his word said, we want to obey. And it'll preserve us. It'll keep us. His word will keep us. It's kept me since 1993. I'm not perfect, but it keeps me. Understanding shall keep me. My understanding of his word, it keeps me. It keeps me from being in the wrong place at the wrong time. And it blesses me to be in the right place at the right time. It showed me the way to go. And along with the spirit, his spirit that lives in me, it'll bring some things to a good place. 12 says, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man. Look at here. From the man that speaketh froward things. Who lead the path of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. Look at here, preachers. Proverbs 2, verse 14, every preacher every preacher should stay right there. Get 12, connect 12 and 13. Go on and put a 14 in there. Go on and put 15 in there. In other words, just stay right there at Proverbs chapter 2. You want to look like the world. You want to act like the world. There has got to be a difference between the people of God and the world. We dress different. We look different. We have a clean look about us. We talk different. In a store, we don't even shop the same way. I've watched it. I have walked by women and they were humming a gospel song, and I just look, keep walking. But when we got the stilettos and the tight clothes and the weave hanging down our back and all of this, trying to look good for somebody, I don't know what it is. God knows you. He made you. He knows the intent of your heart. He know you're out there looking like Beyonce, but at home, you... Lord, have mercy, Jesus. But you want to sing in the choir. You want to usher. Dress like the world. God is not pleased. We got to sow 100% obedience unto God if we want a blessed and miracle working harvest. We got to give God what he needs to bless us. One of the guys yesterday was sharing with me how many of the people, inmates are there when it comes to the things of God. And I shared with him, it's in the world, it's out here in the free world too. Not just when you're locked up, huh? It's out here in the free world. Their hands are out to God. Lord, give me the house on the hill with it down. They love it. And see, they was praying and asking for all this stuff. God wasn't moving on that, but he was moving according to his word. He wanted to bless you spiritually because he's a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. They didn't want the spirit of God. They want the things of God. So he wasn't moving quick enough to give them stuff and things. They in created them a way. Well, if I tell the people what they want to hear, they're going to give to my ministry. If I tell the people what they want to hear, more people going to come to my ministry. I'm going to have more in the church giving me more. I don't even have to preach as hard. I can look at something and just put something together and make them shout. I can just get the baddest musicians over here. And these musicians going to make them just do what they want to do in here. It's going to make them feel like they want to feel. They're going to get caught up into the entertainment. I'm going to bring the praise dancers in with the baddest outfit. I'm going to have the flag wavers. I'm going to have all of this stuff because people get bored easy. I'm going to ride through the church on a horse. Oh, Jesus, save us, Lord. Yeah, I'm going to let the people see the straighten the deacons out. I'm going to cuss them out. That's entertainment. And you ain't taught the folks to be delivered because you don't have the power to cast out demons or deliver nobody. You need deliverance. And the people leave that child, did you hear how Pastor cussed out Deacon Brown? I bet Deacon Brown won't pull that no more. Instead of seeing pastors in error, I got to get the scripture that says, put that filthy communication out of your mouth and take that to pastor. But folk don't want to hear this morning. Folk don't like the truth. I'm just telling you how it is. They rather believe a lie than the truth. That's what they rather believe. But there's either heaven or hell. And to the believer, it's time for soul saving. It's not time to talk about it. As the world say, it's time to be about it. It's time to reach souls. People who in error, people who are not saved, people who are not living right, people who don't have God on their mind, because we have him on our mind. We say we do, because if we'll keep our mind on him, it's him that will keep us in perfect peace. That's why I got a huge following, but a small group of people that want to do what God bring for us to do. Not a whole lot of us. It might be 10. But you got over a million listens. Ha! But it may be 10 people. He said many are called, but few are chosen. Everybody don't want this morning. Some folk will make excuses because they need that intellectual thing. They need it from a fleshly standpoint. I'm giving you spiritual this morning. And the only way you're going to understand is if the spirit is in you. That's the only way you'll understand. If God is not in you, you won't understand this. You think I'm talking backwards. Oh, she all over the place. But for us, the believer this morning, we got to get it together. Thank you, Brother Lord, Colossians 3:8. But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communications out of your mouth. That filthy communication, that's that cussing, The filthy communication is even gossiping, lying, yeah. But mainly that's cussing. Put it out your mouth. But you can have blessings and curses coming out the same mouth. Either you're for God or you're against him. That's what he said. I didn't say it now. You can't hold it against me. I wasn't there when he inspired man to write it. But that's what he said. Either you for me or you against me. Ain't nothing in between. Well, I might love it. He said, no. Either you're going to love me or not. And if you don't obey me, you as a witch because you're working witchcraft. Now, that's what he said. I'm giving you some tips and some tips and bits to go look up. This will cause you to get in that word and research some things. What she said, this one, is that true? I thank God it's recorded because you can go back and take a listen in the archive or the podcast if you want to. And that way you can get your Bible and see what she said this in the seat. Because see, people don't want to do work. They want the preachers to do it all. And the least thing they see out of order, they blame the preacher. Now, I'm not talking about he was at the hotel with the woman. That's not what I'm talking about. He was in the car with the car member smoking weed. That's not what I'm talking about. You call them out on that kind of stuff and bring the word to them. But you're not doing it in anger. You're doing it in love. And we remember Saul and David. So I was going to kill David. It wasn't no joke. But David still recognized Saul as his anointed. But if we don't know the truth, how are we going to go and bring the truth to him? He never taught us the truth. How can they hear? How can they believe unless they hear? How can they hear without a preacher? How can he preach unless he's been sent? So they couldn't hear. Because what he brought, it wasn't a gospel. What he brought, it wasn't of God. It was of intellect. It was of the world. It was money. You know, all prosperity. It was nothing about God. Basically, it was about what we can do. We bring these people in from these different places that, you know, will teach us some things about raising money or having money or working it to get money. ATMs in the church building. ATMs in what they supposed to be calling the house of prayer. All kind of entertainment in there. People love that. They done switched the church songs around, the circle of tunes to them, all kind of stuff. Because we're not thinking. But we're not thinking spiritual. We're thinking natural. We want to always be entertained. That entertainment industry is filthy rich. Or go to local movie houses and pay money to go see local movies at the local movie house. Now, the movie come out of Hollywood somewhere, but they brought it to your town on the big screen at the movie house. Again, you went over there and paid to go see it. And it get more and more expensive. I remember before COVID hit, well, the coronavirus, the first thing they said it was, if you go to the movie, you need $100 just for yourself. And if you was taking a guest with you, go ahead and take like $200 to be comfortable. Because if you was going to drink and eat while you watch the movie, you needed some money. $10 for a box of candy. Are you kidding me? Stop it, I said. Yeah, all that kind of thing. So what I know, we just got to get it right with God. And we'll be all right. He should be the most important thing for us. What is a soul worth? What is your soul worth? What is your soul worth? Well, Barbara, what is a soul? Many say it's the living being. Many say your soul is the living being. Well, what is soul according to the Bible? And I have to agree. I have to agree that I believe to a certain degree it's the last breath we take, because we are living and our lives are hid in God. We're no longer our own. We was bought with a price, the precious blood of Jesus. So our living, what we're living now, even if you're not saved, it's your soul. Yeah. And we give our life to God. We give our life to Christ. They're one, the Father and Son, they're one. And the Holy Spirit, they're one. The Holy Ghost, they're one. But we give this to him. Yeah. It's not a culture, soulness. A soul is not a race of people, what they got. I know you heard James Brown talk about soul and the way they play music, you know, African Americans, they call them stuff like, they call us rather, but that's not it. That's not soul. You have a soul. It says over and over again in scripture, people are referred to as souls. Exodus 31 and 14, Proverbs 11 and 30. The human soul is that part of a person that is eternal. The part that lives on after one dies and decays. Jesus said we were not to fear men who can only kill the body, but not the soul. Matthew 10 and 28. But there is some confusion as to whether the human spirit and the human soul are the same thing, are different in some way. The Bible is not entirely clear on this point, but there is a evidence of at least some substantive differences. The spirit is described more in terms of force. That's Numbers 14 and 24. While the soul seems to be a static entity, again, there is very little in the Bible to tell us what difference exists between the two. However, there is indication that they are separate entities. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23, Hebrews 4 and 12. Now listen, there is a difference. The Holy Spirit is a man. Yeah, God is a spirit. Jesus was made flesh and dwelt among man. But now, we can feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. I think you feel your soul when you're going through some things. And you make a conscious decision whether you're going to live for God or you're going back to the world. I use this example for myself. I made a conscious decision to come to God. I received him. I received his spirit. He set me aside so that I could work unto him. I'm able to seek him. I'm his. But now if I choose to make a decision to go back and sell dope, go back and whore, you know. And I know they think whoring is prostitution is a difference. Whoring women lay up for fun. Prostitute, they ain't going to lay up unless you pay them. You heard me? Uh-huh. So when we decide that we go back and do these things, your soul made a decision. Your mind, your soul, your heart way of thinking, all made a decision. Yeah. So take a look at these. The human soul can be strong or weak. 2 Peter 2:14. You got to take a look at this. Saved or lost. James 1 and 21. Ezekiel 18 and 4. It was created by God. Jeremiah 38:16. The human soul needs the protection, purification, and atonement of God. Leviticus 17:11. 1 Peter 1:22. The human soul is eternal and imperishable, and every human soul will be somewhere in it for eternity. This is a sobering thought. Every person you have ever met is a soul living in a body, and that soul will last. So would you come to the conclusion that the soul is your spirit, not the spirit of God, but your spirit, your being, your living, your breathing? Yeah. So we move a little bit further. Some will reject the love of God, and as a result, they will have to pay for their own sins with death. Romans 6:23. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. I needed this one. I was looking for it. And since the soul is eternal, it will be an external death. I mean, an eternal death, forgive me. And since the soul is eternal, it will be an eternal death. Those who accept the free gift of forgiveness and Christ's atoning sacrifice will experience the opposite, eternal life and peace in heaven. Psalms 23:2 is what they give. All of these scriptures, I'm printing this out. All of these scriptures are great things for us to look at today so that when we talk to people, we can talk to them about the soul. Yeah. Our souls need it to be saved. I'm thankful to the Lord. He saved mine. It belonged to him. I gave it to him. I didn't know what to do with it. I had control of it and just messing up everything. We're going to take my soul to hell. But now that I gave it to God, it's protected. Hallelujah. I feel all right right now. Amen goes right there. Thank you, Jesus. So look, I was talking to the preachers earlier. Discretion shall preserve thee. Understanding shall keep thee. To deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things. Who lead the path of unrightness to walk in the ways of darkness? Who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked? Whose ways are crooked and they froward in their path? To deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger, which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth and forgotten the covenant of her God. For her house inclineth unto death and her path unto the dead. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the path of life, that they may walk in the way of good men and keep the path of the righteous. I'm telling you, leadership, we got to do better. And when I say do better, we got to seek God more than we ever sought him in 2022. And when God brings something to us, we can't just turn it loose. We got to seek it with our whole heart. Keep going back to him and say, Lord, give me more clarity on this, that I'll walk up in your way, not in what I was thinking. Because again, this morning, there's a way that seemed right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. We don't want to be destroyed. And believers, you may not be in leadership, but you have a job to do. If you love God, if you love him, you love what he loved. And he says in his word, he wished that none should perish. So we need to teach as many people or share with, I'm going to use that word, share with as many people as we can Jesus. What about him, Barbara? He's saved. Hallelujah. What about him, Barbara? He so loved you that he died for you. Because the Father so loved you, he gave Jesus. That whoever believe on him won't perish, but have everlasting life. All glory to his majesty. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. So we want to begin to seek God. And look, anything you don't understand, take it to the Lord in prayer. Just that hour. And even ask some questions. Is the human soul mortal or immortal? What does it mean that humanity is created in the image of God? What is the heart according to the Bible? What is human nature? All of these things we can research through his word. Yeah, all of these things. God has given us so much. And even the internet is full of stuff that match up with the word of God. Pray, pray, pray for understanding. Asking God for wisdom of his word. And I ask him this, Lord, teach me your word. And teach me the way you want me to live it every day. Yeah, I need to live your word. I need to live what your word said, Lord. I don't want to just know your word. I want to live it. Because James teach us, don't just be a hearer, but be a doer. It's okay that, you know, I say I love you, but when you're asking for something, I can never do nothing for you unless you pay me. Now, if you can pay me, I'm over there. If you can't pay me, then I got to move on. But I said I love you. But something is wrong with the picture. If I say I love you, but I can't do nothing for you now until you pay me. Yeah. But we thank God for his word this morning. I thank God for this. The words, listen to this, soul saving appears to have disappeared. How often do you hear that in the church anymore? I know a lot of us are not churching in the physical building like we used to since the pandemic, but even before you left for the pandemic, how often did you hear soul saving or saving souls? A lot of times I saw people use it when they wanted some money because they know people wanted other people to be saved, so they was willing to give. So they use it in that capacity to draw the dollars out your pocket. But other than that, they didn't mean that. You, on a Saturday morning, they were sleeping. On a Saturday morning, they was home with their family. On a Friday evening, they was doing something else. They was out being entertained. There was no group of people, let's go out. It's Friday night. They're going to be out here drunk and driving. They're going to be out here drugging and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Let's go and see what we can get done. He said, well, two or three. You remember that? So if three of us go, we praying, touching and agreeing. God is with us. We lifting him up. We might get on the corner and sing a few songs, and we don't have a keyboard. We don't have a drum. We got a tambourine. And we shaking the tambourine. We call it beating the tambourine. And we singing loud. Somebody going to come by. Sometimes some people are so pressured or stressed or depressed, and they had to go somewhere, so they had to get up and go. But they heard you on that corner, and they turn around and say, well, can you just pray for me? And God will tell you what to pray for. And then afterwards, God will have you to call them spirits of depression and stress from this person, never to return again. Their testimony come out. I was saved in 19, because the enemy will come in on you like a flood now. It'll bum rush you. And if you haven't been staying with God like you should, you'll forget God will raise a standard. But yet you say, we pray and we battle infirmities of the weak. Hallelujah. But look, it seemed like that word soul saving has disappeared. And people are no longer thinking about soul saving. They don't think about the truth about God and his word. What am I to do for God? That's like it's went out the window. It's all now about what God can do for me. Back in the day, they used to say, ask not what your country can do for you. That's what you can do for your country, America. But today we need to ask, what can we do for God? What is he requiring of us? I know you remember the man, I found that, I got to bring it up. The man went out and built bigger barns and filled them up with stuff, and the word came to him that thy food. You done did all of this, and tonight your soul is required of you. You're going to die. Life. Your life is going to end tonight. That breathing, that living that you're doing, it's gone. That's your soul. Your soul is required of you tonight. Gave up the ghost, went on. Left all the barns and the stuff in the barns to somebody else. Yeah. It appears the modern day church is all about the many things of the world, like entertainment in a church building. We talked about that, the horse in there, the dancers and the good music and the latest gospel song. Yeah, I'm telling you. And you get caught up in all, and they'll let you dance as long as you want to in some places. And then in some places, they done studied and put a word together because it's going to move you, and they say what you want to hear. Oh, they got a way now. Dress like a God is common. Every day we dress like, you know. And gospel singers go to perform, and they dress like rappers. You know, they don't have to give God nothing, no respect. When Apostle Paul left a dress code, men and women. And we follow along with the stuff lazy. Women don't grow their own hair because they lazy. A lot of them, I'm not talking to the ones that got medical problems and things. Some of them didn't have medical problems, but they don't want so much weave and wig. Now they got it. Head toe up. Can't be out there with, you know. God gave us some stuff, but we ignored it. We rejected it. He said, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. We won't seek him to get wisdom. Before we seek God to get wisdom, we'll call the prophet over there. Girl, come on, go with me. The prophet over here. They want to write down words. But it's all right to get a word from God. But honeys, sugarfoots, honey bunnies, we need the word of God. Because after God done gave you that house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy, after you done got that, what's next? What's next? When they come in there and they tell you your husband done died, and you only had a $10,000 policy, but your house note is $1,500 a month. He made the money and took care of everything. He gone. Wasn't old enough for you to get no Social Security, and that's not going to be that much. Now what? You going back to the prophet to get a word? If you know the word and you keep the faith and trust in God, you're going to know you are right, and you're going to always be all right. Yeah. God will give you the same thing that he bless your husband to have gone, but God will give you more and better. I'm telling you the truth. All that matters is money, because no matter how I live in the earth, when I die, I'll go to heaven. That's what they really say. All I got to do is go to church and talk to somebody. I send my tithes and offering over there to the church. Some people pay tithes, but they don't give offering. But I send both of them over there. I know I'm going to heaven. Really? Your name is not in that Lamb Book of Life. You out of gas. And this is what we need to learn so that we can share this good news with people. People need to know this. Some people wrapped up into Catholic religions and Buddha religions and Muslim religions and Jehovah's Witnesses. All of this stuff they wrapped up into. But there's only one way to God. Believing and baptized in Jesus' name. We got to believe Jesus. We got to seek God's word so that we can spread it. A lot of us, we seek God to get stuff and things from him. Again, we back up here. We don't consider what I'm to do for God. We consider only what he's to do for us. A change got to come. So everybody going to heaven, if you let them tell it. But it goes back to this. There's a way that seemed right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. You thought because you sung a church song, you went to church and, you know, moved with the dance team, the praise team, the musicians, you sang loud, the preacher preached what you want to hear, you know. He preached that there's now no condemnation in this. But guess what? You ain't got God. So it's condemnation in you. You don't even really believe. You only believe what you want to be. You pick and choose from the scriptures. And then you study other books that are missed. It's not God's word. It's not what God, the interpretation of his word. I know we want to get around it and take the easy route. We want everything clickable, you know, everything computable, everything internetable. But let me tell you, with God, you got to go get it. I'm sorry. You got to get on your knees and pray. Or wherever you pray, you got to ask God for wisdom. Even when the preacher preached, you got to go behind him praying that he preached the right truth. Pray and ask God for his spirit, because when you hear the word, when you hear someone speak, the spirit in them will agree with the spirit in you. But you got to have the spirit of God living in you. I went to the altar and said I do, but I didn't receive the Holy Ghost until later on. I kept going. I kept seeking God. Then it came. Hallelujah. And then after that, he set me aside. There were only certain places I could go for a certain period of time because I needed to be taught. And I needed to be taught by Almighty God, not all man. And the people that was at church that was teaching me, I had to make sure that was God using them to teach me, because now he done showed me some stuff. And I refused to be like the modern day church. It's called church, but you can't find God in that. It's called church, but you can't find Jesus. It's called church, but you can't find the gospel in that. It's about something else. They teaching all kind of other stuff, but the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you got to have that gospel. Apostle Paul was the one who taught me, Barbara, don't be ashamed of the gospel. The gospel had the power to save. And he let me know that's what saved him. He heard the word of God. On that road to Damascus, he heard the word right there. God spoke right there. Told him, going on down there to Ananias. Ananias, and he let Ananias know, Paul coming. Well, Saul coming. Say, God, he killing your people. Ananias was like, Lord, you don't know. You ain't heard the lady. Like, God didn't know. He killing your people. Well, God already had done hooked on Saul up and changed his name. Got to hook you up and change your ways, change your thoughts. And we're hearing all of this morning because we want to examine ourselves. We want to take self-inventory and we want to reach out in love. We don't reach out to folks in judgment. We're reaching out in love. In loving kindness have I drawn thee. If we look at the 105th Psalm, talk of his wondrous works. Make known as these among the people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen. I love being the bearer of good news. And the good news this morning is this. Jesus saved souls. He saved your life. And he sets free. Many are in bondage. Some know. Because they depress and they stress. And I had a preacher used to tell me they full of mess. I used to scream. But they depressed and they stressed. Some of them are trying to make things work that are never work. And they're trying to use the scriptures. They're trying to use God's word because it's what they want. God saying, turn it loose, let it go. It'll never work. It's going to kill you. Let it go. Nope, nope, I can't. I'm going to find a scripture that makes this work. I'm going to find a prophet to tell me what I want to hear. And they lying to you because you're going to give them something. They're going to work something out with you where they prosper from it. Yeah. Many do not know they in bondage because they started to seek man first and not God. See, they started to seek the church, the pastor over there. They didn't start, they didn't go to get God. They went to see what, you know, I'm impressed the pastor and all of this. So you're not going to have peace, joy, nor happiness. The joy of the Lord won't be your strength. See, if you seek God, the joy of the Lord will be your strength. The more you seek God, the stronger your fear, the better your fear. The more of him you'll want. The more of his way you'll want to live. Good morning, Sister Angela. Good morning, Brother Perry. God bless y'all. So this is what we got to do. I'll be in shortly in Greek Chop. This is where we got to get soul winning, soul saving. A lot of people over 60. A lot of people, I want to say between, I'm going to give it something, 45 and up. These folk remember when the house of God was the house of God. They remember these things. It's no longer that. They call themselves turning it to what they want it to be, what they believe it should be. And we back to this. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. Because we're leaning on our own understanding. We're wise in our own eyes. Can't be. 2022, if you never begin to seek God for the truth and what's real, and Lord, I need you. Let me tell you, this is that hour. And not, Lord, I need you to pay my light bill. Lord, I need you to pay my house. No, Lord, you know the carpet. No, no, no. Lord, I need you to fix me. I need you to show me and teach me what you called me to. I believe, God. I'm saved. You saved me. I need to know what you called me to, what you chose me for, what would you like for me to do, and how do you want me to do it, Lord? Father, I don't want to be ignorant. I don't want to perish for lack of knowledge. I want you to give me wisdom. Show me how to do it. Show me how you want it done. I don't want to do it my way. I don't want to do it the T.D. Jakes way. I don't want to do it the Jesus in the Morning way. I don't want to do it the Freedom Doors way. I want to do it your way, Father. Find out he called you to a different thing. Your format will be totally different. How many know this? God is a creator. He creates. He creates. He creates. He creates. Look, Jesus in the Morning was created. Freedom Doors Ministry, God created. He created Barbara for his pleasure. If you see any other format like this one, it's a copycat. This is not for everybody. Everybody can ride here. Everybody can't be down with this. Some people gonna pick out what they want and some people gonna put in what they want. It's all right. It's between you and the good master. It's between you and his majesty, the king of kings. It's between y'all. But he created this and it is different. I added some jingles. He blessed me to do that. He blessed me that I could download music into the studio. But you won't hear all of this kind of music on the modern day radio. If you hear what's on the modern day radio, somebody requested it. I play requests because I want my listeners to hear what they feel like they need to hear to draw closer to the Lord, to worship him in the morning with us. When I hear Hinton, Pastor Hinton, pray that prayer of faith, see, that's my kind of prayer right there. I like that kind of praying. So I'm hoping you like it, and then you might send me a song from somewhere else, and we all get together, and it calls us to lift our hand in praise. It calls us to even close our eyes and worship because we're worshiping him in spirit and in truth. It's nothing about our flesh. He's reigning right now. We hearing about the Jesus in the morning is on. He created it. He used me for 12 years. I didn't use myself. It's no way for 12 straight years I would have come here. Getting up out of my sleep when sometimes I stay up, you know. I'm up 2:30 in the morning, you know. Now, ain't no way I'm going to do that and then get up at, you know, 5:30, 6 o'clock and come in. And like yesterday, I went to the prison, so I hadn't got here to put the show in, so I had to get up this morning early enough to put the show in. Okay, God bless you, Brother Louis. God bless you. Yeah, Sherry, God bless her. Hello. Yeah, see, I know for myself, it's him and not me. I can't think more of myself than I ought to. Yeah. And when I tell you, he blessed in all kind of ways. He calls me to give where I need to give. He calls me to give in some places I didn't think I could give. He's that kind of God. But we got to stretch out in him, and not just for stuff and things again, but concerning his word for others. We got to teach people, well, I should say, share with people his way. Tell somebody today that Jesus saved. Talk to your adult children. And don't try to force it on them and expect that after you know they done did something you don't like. Don't do that. Wait till things nice and calm and everybody happy. You know, maybe if they like your cooking, invite them over two at a time. You know, don't invite everybody because, you know, they might feel like you're teaming up on them. Even your efforts are good. But invite them one at a time. And you're sitting there, y'all eating a piece of cake that you baked for them or whatever you bought. You know, and you say, you know what, I wanted to share this with you. Last week I was so sick. Whatever the case may be. Last week I was so broke. And I was just in the washroom or in the bed if you were sick. And I just told the Lord, Lord, heal my body. Lord, bless me to feel better. He did it for me. You ever did something like that? See where the head at. And say, you know what, I don't pray for y'all like I used to. And I call you over here today to share this little cake or whatever you had to pray with you. You mind if we have prayer? You're still my baby. Pray with them. Instead of fighting against them and fighting with them, find a softer way. You don't want your youngin' to die and leave here and go to hell. You don't want your youngin' out there suffering in vain. You got to find a different approach. I did. I had to learn to shut my mouth. Y'all would have to know me when it comes to my children. I don't care what the state told you. 9 months, all them labor pains. Now, look here. And then I trained you up, took you to church. I didn't send y'all. I sent you to choir rehearsal. But I took you to church. I took you to Bible study. I took you to prayer service. So guess what now? Hey, glory, hallelujah, Jesus. I feel like I got the right to tell you the truth. Now, if you receive it, we thank God. If you don't receive it, I still thank him. Because I know what he done for you. I know he chose you. He didn't just call you. He chose you, and you acting a donkey, but when it's all said and done, he going to have the last word. So we take a different approach. I've even let my oldest son, Lonnie, I've allowed him to say some things. But now every now and then I raise my eyebrow, because, son, look here now. you're only going to say so much to me now, son. Make sure you're getting it in, but you got respect with it, because if you don't, I'm going to get something in and I'm not going to have respect with it. Yeah. Because, see, the world, what they done got in the world, grown children now, and the world done taught them about what this thing is, pride. Oh, they full of pride now. They done got with other folks, they full of pride. And we know what the scriptures say about it. Pride comes before a halt to fall. And he fell. Y'all hear me? Full of pride and fell. Yes, he did. Had another one full of pride and he fell. Another one full of pride and he fell. That word hold true. That word hold true. God may bless you. You may make $200,000 a year, but you won't have peace and joy and happiness. You could travel all over the world and do big things, but when you're ready to sleep, you ain't got no peace for sleep. The joy of the Lord is not your strength. You trying to make joy for yourself, let go. We try to do what we see the world doing. Oh, they cruise, we cruise. They do this, we do this. They do this. Look here. I want to take my cruise. I ain't been on a cruise since 2006, I think it was. Yeah. I'm taking my cruising money and investing it in God. That I could be a blessing to somebody else. Now, if God is sending you, go. Go. If it's a harsh desire and he opened the door, go. But if you can put that blessing somewhere else to bless somebody else, do that too. Then God will open a bigger door. Next time I hear from you, you in Rome, you in Italy, yeah, you in Australia, you in some other places. It went beyond the little cruise to the Bahamas or the Jamaica or where, yeah. Hallelujah. God is faithful. And we thank him for all he has done, all he's doing, and all he is going to do. And all those scriptures I gave you this morning concerning your soul, I want you to look that up. I want you to pray and ask God to help you to explain the soul. I want you to pray and ask God to show you how to witness to others. I want you to pray and ask God before you share with your child, your cousin, your aunt, your neighbor, whoever, that, Lord, you would teach me how to lift you up. In the right way so that you can draw them, because when I minister to them, a witness to them, I want to tell them the correct information about you. And as you're sharing this, you're lifting them up now. That's lifting them up right there. He's going to draw them. Now, if they don't come, don't worry about it, because his word would never turn back to him void. It's not going back empty. That word is going to do what God set out for it to do. So don't be discouraged if you say something to your children and they, nah. Don't worry about that. You put that word out there. You gave them the word. But we have souls, and souls need to be saved. We don't want to go to hell. I know the modern-day church is tricking you. I know the modern-day church letting you think it's your thing. You can do what you want to do. I'm 65 this month. That word been the same for 65 years. God has not changed it. Now, just think how many more was before that. Just think on Peter and all of them, how much more was the word. And that word will be the same unto the earth, a new heaven and a new earth come down. But our problem is this. We want people to see us. We trying to do some stuff. We, the natural man, the natural woman, we're always trying to do some stuff. If some things I could tell you God did, I didn't do it, but it looked just like I did it because that's who they saw. They saw me, but it wasn't me. It was only him. You would be looking like, what? Yeah. You heard him say that, you know, wanted his testimony. I mean, people to say what people said. He pleased God. That should be one of our heart's desires. Stop thinking about money and the house on the hill and you got to hustle. Stop all of that and start thinking about, Lord, talk to him. I want my heart's desire to be to please you. Father God, I want to please you. I want to walk upright before you daily. I want to live right daily. Help me, Lord. I need your help. I can't make it without you. I can't do anything without you. You're my resources. You're my reason for living. You're my everything. You're why I'm here. I need you today. We got to reach out to him. Stretch out in him. Talk to him. He's no respecter of persons. Listen. He sent his son, and his son died for the good, he died for the bad, and he died for the ugly. Is there anything too hard for God? Is there? You have not because you ask not. Hey, thank you. Oh, right there. You have not because you ask not. And you don't want to ask amiss. Don't ask thinking about what you're doing. Well, I would ask God, you know, well, I know I'm drinking. I know I'm still taking a toke on the weed. I still got my girlfriend across. Don't go like that. Go believing that he is and that he will reward those that diligently seek him. You're seeking him right here. Lord, help me today. I don't want to do these things no more. God, I want to do good, but evil is always present. I know better, Lord, but I can't stop myself. I need you. Got to talk to him. He's able this morning to see us through souls. Saving souls and soul saving. And we got to teach these people. After you come to Jesus, stay with him by staying in his word. And have a communication with him. It's called prayer. Tell him about it. Seek for his answer. And watch what God does for you. Hallelujah. We're going to one more song of the morning, and when we come back, the studio is open. If there's anyone have something they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one and come in. But look, I want to share this right quick. Oh, my goodness. Lord have mercy. The whole house got COVID. Okay. So listen. Sent me that text. Should have got a call. Oh, God. What was I going to say? Oh. I wanted to share this. I didn't know that I could donate to the prison. I thought you had to be a company with all kind of standards and this and that. But yesterday I found out that I could donate. Just walk to the window with a form and the gift and give it to them. Over in the visiting park, they have Uno cards and other cards and coloring books and color crayons. And they just worn and tattered and battered, and I don't think they get nothing new no time soon. So I went to the window. I said, listen, if I wanted to donate something, what would I have to do? She said, we got a form you filled out. And once you fill the form out, you bring your box of stuff back with your form on top. We'll take it in and we'll inventory it. And we'll, you know, of course, they got to search through it. And then we'll put it out. Now, the form says that when you donate to the prison, you can't designate an area for it. You can't say, well, I want this to go to the visiting part. Well, I want this to go over to the laundry room. Hey, take this to the beauty shop at the prison or the barbershop. You just got to give your stuff and trust them they're going to put it in the right place. But after talking to these two officers yesterday, and one hadn't heard what I said to the other, they both told me the same thing. I know that's God. Box it up, seal its format, put it on top, bring it back. And we're going to distribute it right out there in the visiting park. That's where you want it to go. Listen, God loves a cheerful giver. If your mind is on his work, if your mind is on blessing other people, God will keep you in perfect peace. He's going to bless you. But it's when we're trying to do our thing and talking about we're believers, talking about we're men and women of God, but we ain't giving to God, we're trying to do our thing. So many people lost stuff last year and this year because you're trying to keep it. Let go. Let God have his way. Be a cheerful giver. Yeah. Okay, all right. Thank you. Thank you, Nikki. I got you. God bless you, baby. Listen, when you decide that God is your everything, he's worth everything, he's more than everything. When you decide this, you love him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He's going to become your all. He will become your all. He will become your everything. It's not when you see something going wrong that you remember God can, but even in a good time when everything is going peaceful, hey, you remember he's your all in all. When you ride down the street, you remember God is your all. When you're doing dishes, you're doing laundry, you're on the job working, you're shopping, you're going to remember God. I done been in the drive-thru. I remember God. Going at a cup of coffee from McDonald's. I love that McDonald's coffee. Don't fool with it, y'all. Don't y'all mess it up over there for a second. I remember God. Yeah. That's how I got to get some of the weight off. It's a slow process. I slowed down a little bit. Today, I'm back on it. The Lord had me to get up before day this morning and write it out. I'm back on that thing. Woo! I can't wait. But listen, he's able to see us through over and over and over again. But we got to give him what he needs, faith. You want to be rewarded by God, you must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that what? Diligently, continually, always seeking him. I can't seek the job. I can't seek the supervisor. I can't seek my family. I don't go to the preacher like that. Bishop busy. And even if he wasn't, Bishop don't have my answer. God does. I live over this side of town. Bishop live on that side of the water. God got what I need, and I'm going to who got what I need and get it. If I need deliverance, I'm going to him. And I'm going to stay with him and on my knees and crying out to him until he deliver me. If he delivered Daniel out of that lion den, that was something serious there, baby. He would deliver you from alcohol. He would deliver you from whoring. He would deliver you from fornication. He would deliver you from adultery. Selling weed, smoking weed. He will deliver you. Don't tell me what he can't do. I'm a living witness of deliverance. Ah, thank you. Thank God. Ah, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. You just have to want it, huh? And be willing to stay with him until he does it. Yeah, you don't have to grovel and haggle with him, but just keep it before him. Because he going to know that you want it. Not that he don't already know, because he knows the very intent of your heart. Hallelujah. But 2022, daily, we got to keep this thing before a soul saving and saving souls. We got to keep this thing before us. We're the witness for God. But how can I be a witness and I haven't been delivered? How can I have a witness and I'm still doing wrong? Lord, deliver me today. The modern day church, they don't believe in deliverance. I'm telling you. They believe in entertainment. I'm going to let you listen to this quick clip, and then the studio is open. I'm going to the song. I got to find the clip right quick. I hope y'all can hear this really well. I didn't know how to just pull it out and maybe convert it. So I had to, I have to use what I got. All right, let me turn it up. All right, let's take a listen. Wait a minute, y'all bear with me 1 second, because that's a bit low. Phone is up. Okay, let's see if it's all the way up, y'all. Now, when the phone rang, boy, it's real, real loud. Now, I want to play this. All right, let's see if we can hear again. Okay, let's try it. I know you didn't hear everything, but she said in her ending, the modern day church is putting things on the auction block, and your soul is what's up for auction. She said she was invited to a church, and they invited her because she was black, so that when they, good morning, Apostle, God bless you, so that when the camera, you know, rolled through the church, they could see her being black there, and it showed diverse. It got, you know, diversity in the church. She said she worked in ministry with one of the young ladies in the church, and she said she didn't want to be delivered. Huh? You got all kinds. And the leadership giving them what they want. Over here, I can't give you what you want. I got to give you what he said. I try to teach all the way around sometimes, but I can't go around like that. I have to give you what he gave me to give to you. And I gave it to 45. I gave it to 45. And there may be some 40-year-olds. But Pat, I'm going to say 40 and older. Many of us know what God looks like. We know what the church of God looks like. We know what the house of prayer looks like. We know what's going on in the house of prayer, what it looks like, what it should look like. And what we see in the day, that's not it. I call it the New Wave, New Age church. New Wave, New Age. God is not in there. Jesus is not over there. They over there, and they over there with prosperity. They over there with intellect. They over there with everything but God and his son and the Holy Ghost and the word. How are you going to do all this without the word of God? And you, the word that you're bringing is a flipped upside down, round and round word. A young lady told me the other day, she said, well, you have to research and look at these books and make sure, let me tell you what you got to research, that them 66, Genesis to Revelation. Be careful with this other stuff. Because she was telling me, well, I found out what happened. Homosexuality been here. Remember when it say that Noah's son Ham, no, Noah's son put the cloak on their back and backed up and covered their daddy? That's because Shem called his daddy drunk and had an affair. I said, hold up, baby. Hold up. And I took some time to explain some things, and I said, be careful. Because, see, let me tell you. Remember, I often tell you this. The devil is a liar and a fool. And he will make a liar and a fool out of you. Remember, I tell you that. Be careful. Make your calling and election sure with God. If you don't hear from him, stay right there. If you don't hear from him, stay right there. Say, Lord, I don't want to move until I know it's you. I don't want to say nothing. I don't want to do nothing, God, unless I know beyond a shadow of a doubt it's you. Back to this. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Those of us come to him, we must believe. What you believe in, Barbara? That he is. That he is what? That he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Who is he? Almighty God, Jehovah, that have all power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Hold on, Brother Don, I'm coming. Let me go to this one song. And I'm coming right now.
It was meant to kill me, sin to destroy me, and I thought that it would, and I thought that it should, cause I messed up so many times, I went left when you said right, I'll understand if you wanna let me go, let me go, let me go, but you held on to me, and you wouldn't let me go, and you wouldn't let me go, go. But you held on to me, and you wouldn't let me go, and you wouldn't let me go, go. And what the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. What the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. turned it around for my good. Oh, what was meant to kill me, it only made me better.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, what a wonderful song, I think it is. He could have let me go. Yeah, when I was out there doing my thing, I thought, God could have easily let me go. But he held on to me. Even when he told me to go right and I went left. When he said, don't say that and I still said it. Don't do that and I still did it. He yet held on to me. Because he knew there was a day coming where I would be closed in my right mind. I would pray that he would let this mind be in me that was also in his son, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I got so much I want to share. Y'all take a look for wisdom. I got to get some things together is all. I want you to look for wisdom. It's like a format where you can speak. You can have people to come and speak. And I'm over there as Jesus in the Morn. You can look me up as Barbara Pittman over there as well. And I think that was Saturday. I did two different invites. He invited me to come and speak about just life and things. And, you know, I just can't go somewhere and talk about life and things that I can't help what you believe. I got to share God in there. Yeah, I got to push him in there right quick. And faith. Yeah. And it turned out to be a beautiful thing. Hallelujah. God really moved Saturday for me. When I tell you, he worked with me on Saturday and shared wonderful things. Good morning, 708. I see you over there. I see you. Good morning, Sion. I believe Apostle Duncan is with us this morning. Good morning to you. Good morning to 267-968. God bless you this morning. Good morning, Sion, honey bunny. Good morning to you, Sister Diane. Good morning to you, Pastor David. Good morning to you, my buddy. Good morning to you, Nikki. God bless you this morning. Sister Rita, God bless you this morning. And good morning to you, Sister Dorothy Goodman. Good morning to you, area code 267. That might be Sister Samoa, 586. First three numbers. Good morning to you, Sister Jerry. Good morning to you, Don. God bless you this morning. Don, I'm coming at you right now to open your mic. Yes. Good morning. God bless you, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Queen. Good morning to the Geeks of the Morning Radio Show. Man, I'm just loving the show today. And I really like that song. That was a really press song.
Okay, you sound
good. God woke me up. It's 2022. We here.
You sound a little low.
My earpiece might be going out.
Okay, I turned it up. But go ahead, we can hear you.
Okay, well, yeah, good morning. I feel blessed. God has woke me up. It's 2022. The year is here. The world's about to open back up. We're going to be regular people again. It's coming.
Amen. Amen.
Business as usual, back to life. What was that song by Soul to Soul? Back to life.
Oh, you're going back to reality.
Hey, back to reality. Yeah, that's what I feel like. It's been a long 2 years. We've been suffering, crying, hurting. That corona really? Ain't no joke. I think so. I'm still hurt.
Okay, because it's been a blessed 2 years. I'm telling you, Don, now for me, it's been a blessed 2 years. Uh-huh.
Amen.
I'm telling you, when that first thing come, that first pestilence, because that's what it is, a pestilence in the land.
Yeah.
When that coronavirus thing hit, I had never been so blessed in my life. Phew. And
amen.
God kept on blessing me. Yeah. Not only financially, but he blessed me spiritually. Opened my eyes
amen.
To see some things. Yeah. And many of us, it has been a blessed 2 years for us. Yeah, February marks 2 years. And so I'm thankful unto my birth month, this thing, you know, really came to the surface. but it's a pestilence in the land. I remember Pharaoh.
Yes,
he turned the pestilence into all them flies and frogs and different things. And so there's
right.
a pestilence in the land. So somewhere in there, we're not obeying God. There's a drought coming. What this thing is, many different things. We don't have food. And we think it's because of the trucks are not delivering. We think it's because food was left out into the sea. Now, the word of God is, hey, glory to his majesty.
Yeah,
so God, thank you. Hey, God, thank you. The word of God is fulfilled before our very eyes. And if we're not in him, he's not in us. We're not keeping our eyes on him and on his word. We're going to miss it. We think it's something else. We think that people created it and put it out here. Even if they did it, God allowed it. It's a pestilence. It's pesty.
That's it.
Because we're not doing what we used to do. Many folks used to run in the streets, this, that. You can't do all of that like you used to. In Florida, they think they can. But it's proven more and more you can't. Many of you died. It appears everybody is getting COVID. I just got a text a few minutes ago. And see, I'm not the one who texts me. I'm not worried about him. It's a family member, y'all. I'm not worried. I'm not doubting about the way. Yeah, I can't doubt about the way. God is the way. Yeah, he don't just make ways. He is the way. And so we just got to look to him. Look to the hills from which cometh our help. Stop complaining. Be careful what you speak out your mouth. Be careful. You'll have what you speak. What you speak will come up. Yeah. So we just want to be careful. Again, y'all go check Wisdom out over there and see if you can find me over there. And you might want to be my guest over there on Wisdom. It's just a plain and simple thing. It's, it would be nothing, you know, drawn out. We might talk about family. We might talk about friends over there. We might talk about some groceries. You know, I love them groceries. And we talk about, you know, just life, things in this life. How we might talk about how to make some, you know, money and different things, you know, nothing deep. But I, if you can check it out, I'm looking for it now, y'all. Yeah, okay. Get the Wisdom app. Yeah, put the Wisdom app on your phone. I'm trying to think of what it'll say so you'll know what it says, so you'll know you got the right app. Okay, where is it at now? Okay, Wisdom app. And it's like you could create and talk, and you could be on another person's podcast talking. It'll say something like Wisdom by Social Audio Incorporation, INC. Wisdom, WISDOM, by Social Audio, Inc. So check that out. Check that out. It may bless you. And there are a lot of different people there with different topics. Yeah. And I love sharing. I love sharing. God loves a cheerful giver. And when we think about giving, we always think about money. Money, money, money. No, it's not always that. The word of God is a gift. We can give to others. Sharing the good news of Jesus, that's a gift that we can give to others.
What does the actual icon look like? Because I got one with a wavy line. It says Anchor.
No, it should say Barbara Pittman or Jesus in the Morn. And I have a picture of myself over there. Hold on. Let me go here for you now and tell you the truth about it. Because I do. I want people to come over there and be with me. But let me see what mine has. Oh, I'm sorry. There's a picture of the 10-year anniversary mug, coffee cup. And it'll say Jesus in the Morning on the coffee mug, 10-year anniversary. So that's the one. That's the picture that's over there. Yeah. I thought I had signed out, but I guess I didn't. No wonder I keep getting these things, be my guest. People will ask you to come and be their guest. And you'll be surprised at how easy it is. It just go and talk about something simple and ease faith right on in there on them. Uh-huh. And it's all right. But listen, I got to go to one more request. And when we come back, the studio is still open. If there's anyone have something they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one. Sion, Sister Rita, Sister Dot, the songs that you sent to me, people requesting them again and again and again. That's a good thing. Because over here, Jesus in the Morning Radio Talk Show, we have our own music. We don't just quite do what everybody else is doing. God created it. Yeah, and when he created, it's so different. Hallelujah. Let's hear it. Let's hear it. My God, featuring Mr. Talkbox. Without you, I could not make it. All right, then, 267, first three numbers, 968. That's my God, baby. That's Laura. And I didn't know the number because she don't usually listen live. She usually come through the archives. But here lately, she's been coming live to take a look. And I saw that, and I was like, well, who is... I said, I know Sister Samoa and... I forgot the other person. I said, but I'm just a new number. And so she texts, it's me, God, Mama. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. All right. And I got you. I got you for the cards. God bless you, Laura. God bless you so much. And I thank God for you. Tell Mr. Mason and Ms. Deborah hello for me. And have a blessed day, baby. Have a blessed day. Yeah. And Laura, come and never stop coming. Anthony, Brother D, Brother Louis, Apostle Boatwright, them old timers. Boatwright, them old timers right there. Old timers right there. And Boatwright looked for me. And look here this week. Look for me this week now. He moved again. He moved again last night to tell me some things. So he just blessing. He just blessing. And that's all. And we tell him thank you for all he's doing. I want to spread the good news of Jesus. Yeah, I want to spread the good news to any and everybody who want to hear it. And those that really want to live it, I want to work with them who really want to obey it. I want to work with them. Because, and then them who don't want to, you know, if something I can do for them, that's fine. Because God's word will not return void. He didn't tell us to force it on people. Share it and let it go. It's him that gives the increase. We do the planting. We do some watering, throw a little fertilizer. But it's God that's going to give that increase. Again, his word won't return void. It's that time. Let's do more. I'm going to try to see who will come with me and go out and do a little witnessing. Because we need, folk need to see us walking through the street with our Bibles. Yeah, Jehovah Witnesses, they're not afraid to go to nobody door. I lived in the project every week, sometimes two or three times. They knocking on that door. And I open that door, and boy, when I go to Sharon, they say, oh, well, we'll be back to see you again. They want to run. So see, that truth was coming. Y'all going with what man say, I'm giving you what God say. And see, when God bless you and you gift it, he'll use your mouth to speak up in people's business so they'll know, hey, what you doing, what I got it from somewhere else. What you got, only God could have gave that to you because there's no way you could have known that about me. Yesterday, my grandbaby and I, we driving. And I began to tell her some things. She was looking, I never saw her look like that before. She was looking at me like, is this my grandmama? My grandmama ain't never did this with me, but I seen her do it with other people, but she ain't never did it with me. Them eyes, and she was looking, yeah, Brianna, he know everybody. He just never used me in this way with you. He used me in other ways, but he never used me to speak into your life at being 15 years old, and you understand. You see? Yeah, I even told her some things about her mama. She was like, yeah, grandmama. I'm not at your house. I don't go. Yesterday was the first time they got a brand new house. Yesterday was the first time I went in the brand new house because the mama had been invited me to come take a look, you know, because we like certain things. And so she wanted me to come take a look and talk about some things. So yesterday I got to do it. But when I walked in there, I picked up. So when I shared it with the grandbaby, she was like, my goodness. But she know her mama hadn't told me these things. No way possible. Hallelujah. Only God could do it. And that's a beautiful thing. Now, it wasn't me. I can't take credit like I'm some big thing, you know. Oh, yeah, y'all follow with me now because, you know, I got the gift and I can tell you things. No, I can't tell you nothing. Almighty God speaks, and what he speaks shall surely come to pass. And you can't stop it if he spoke it. He's not a lying God. I wouldn't care if you had to wait 30 years for it. If he spoke it, it should surely come to pass. But you got to be sure it was him. not your flesh, not your emotions, because all that'll speak to you, and not what you're thinking out loud in yourself that's speaking. You got to make sure that's God. Hallelujah. Now, once you get confirmation, you know, and most times when he speaks, that's all it is, and then he's going to bring somebody else along and reconfirm it a lot of times so that you'll know beyond a shadow of a doubt he spoke. Yeah, so there's no need of me sitting over here. Fan me, I'm hot. Go get me some water because I'm thirsty. Hey, bring my soft shoes. And no sense of me using nobody to my servant. I don't need no servant over here. Yeah, my son gave me a Christmas gift this year that the cleaning lady come often as I want her to come. So she do all of that. She do the cleaning and all of that nowadays. I just have to keep up, you know, keep it up. But I don't have people serving me. I serve people. I got a job to do. I have a title. And my title represents work. I didn't have to be all prestigious over. And folks fanning me and bringing me water. And when I show up, they act like it's the best thing since sliced bread. Now, babies, that is called work. Yeah, I was so tired yesterday and got here and the phone wouldn't stop ringing. I cannot. I answered. I got to answer. Answered it and was able to, God used me. You see, all of that, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, God using me. And I get right up and come right on. I had a full day Friday, running all around out there Saturday in the rain and thing, and getting things done. Yeah, went all by Sister Jerry's and took Cal some fruit over there and everything, and went by there yesterday and picked up a few things to carry and give to somebody else. God is faithful if we're willing. I shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. And if we get busy and always seeking to give, always seeking, because he loves a cheerful giver, we're going to be all right. But we want to give to our family. Family member ain't no good. Every time we turn around, they into something. I don't support that. Yeah, even the family member that texts me, I don't support him in his foolishness because he keeps foolishness going. But when you get in trouble, you want me to know because you want prayer. But I'm not going to support you, and I'm not going to give to your foolishness. What I will give to is planting seeds to spread the gospel all over the world. Hallelujah. Yeah, Ghana, I love you this morning. God bless you over there. India, I love you. God bless you over there, pastors. God bless y'all. Brothers and sisters in Christ and other places, Arabia and different places. God bless you. It's not lost on me. Hey, Lord Jesus, I keep you lifted in prayer. And I thank you for coming faithfully every day to hear what the Spirit have to say to the church. And I thank God that if you want to spread this good news, you can spread it. And you have. And you have. Because I see many results. I found Apostle Decora yesterday. Had seen old Alfred in a long time. I was glad to see him over on Instagram. And I sent him a little message. I haven't heard back from him. But I'm looking forward to getting a message from him. Got a deep, deep African accent. But when this man prayed, my goodness alive. Yeah, he used to pray that they had me. Oh, Lord, have mercy. So I just thank God this morning. I thank God for our brothers and sisters overseas. Thank God for the work that they're doing. And y'all know I'm American, so I can't always pronounce the names of pastors and people correctly. So I just don't attempt to mess up people's names. But there are quite a few people that try and stay in contact with me from overseas. And we do it a lot of times over on LinkedIn. And some people come to Facebook. And so I got 2 on Facebook that, you know, good people, good godly folks. So he go hit me right now. I'm like, okay. So we thank God this morning for our brothers and sisters overseas. Y'all pray for Israel here. Pray for Israel and pray for Jerusalem. Yeah. We gonna prosper if we love them. Yeah, we gotta love them, y'all. Hallelujah. Don't just think of what you going through and your household going through. Remember somebody else. All right, now, I knew Lou would run back to it. Hey, I'm back. Needed to change my auto battery. His auto battery. So I knew as soon as he could get back, he'd get back. God bless you, Brother Lewis. Thank you so much for your help in the chat room and faithfully, Dad. 12 years. Louis, you the man. You the man, Louis.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Ain't heard from Brother, well, haven't, excuse me, haven't heard from Brother Frank in a few minutes. I'll be contacting that dear brother today to check on him and see how he's going. I don't know if Brother Anthony heard from him or not, but I haven't, but I will check on him today. And I had yelled out the other day to Brother D, but I haven't heard back from him either. And every now and then, I like to see that 206 number, 209-206-602-609. I like to see the number pop up. And you ain't got to say nothing. If I just see your number, I know you're all right, you see. And I know you're still with me. Well, you may need a new one. You just got that one, didn't you? Or it's your old Toyota. I'm taking mine over to the Toyota dealership on Thursday. Yeah, I got to get an oil change. And Brother Louis, tell me this, Brother Louis. Do you think I should have had a tune-up on my truck between 2015 and 2022? Do you think by now I should have had a tune-up? Because I don't know. Because the truck run like it's nothing, you know. Yeah. Oh, it's nothing but the battery dead. Just get a new battery. You're going to be all right over there. I'm hoping. I'm hoping and praying. Lord, let it just be the battery and nothing else. In Jesus' name. You did what they call it when you put the two cables, a jump off. Okay. See if you need water in it too, if it's that kind of battery. See, I know a little bit. Not much, but I know a little bit. All right, we're going to one more quick song of the morning, and when we come back, if no one have anything else to say, I will pray us out today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Mr. Russ Taft this morning. And he was going to get loose again. He tried to give him the mic where he could go away, but they wouldn't let him go. Kept pushing the mic to him. And he came on back and gave him a little bit more. But I thank God for him this morning. Thank God for his deliverance. God has really blessed him. Oh, yes, he has. And so I thank God for that. Thank God for his singing. And I enjoy old Russ. I really do. And some days I play him riding down the street. And when he sang my favorite song, That Train, Louis, that when he get on that train, oh, you know, I'm all about that right there. And so I thank God this morning. Is there anyone else? I didn't do the full roll call. But, let me see here. Let me see if I can do it right quick. How much time? Oh, yeah, we got a little bit of time left, just a little bit. So I'm going to do a quick roll call because I don't want anybody to feel left out. No one to feel left out. But she said to my other people, good morning, but she sure didn't say it to me. Well, good morning to you, Sister Dorothy Goodman again. Amen, Nikki. Amen. Good morning to you, Sister Mira Ann, Sister Samoa, Sister Melody Rose, again to Laura and Mr. Mason and Miss Deborah. Good morning to you, Sister Angela in Philadelphia. Good morning to you, Sister Alexis, Sister Lachelle. Good morning to you. She may not be here today, Sister Andrea Spinner, because she's faithful. She's here every morning. Good morning to you, Sister Andrea in Philadelphia. No, Sister Angela in California. I'm sorry. Good morning. Sister Keisha, Sister Rita, Sister Sion again, Sister Diane again, Sister Jerry, Sister Angelia Foot. I've been calling her Angela. And Sister Annie Lee Foot. I said Anna Lee, but Annie Lee Foot. And we had a wonderful time on the phone, and I've been calling her Mama. But look here, that right there, that's got some youth to her right there. She got some youth to her. So we just friends. And I say good morning to you, Sister Anna Lee Foot. God bless you, woman. God bless you. Good morning to you, Sister Kim Hawks. And Kim, I'm going to play our song in the ending this morning. Good morning to you, Sister Michelle, Sister Patricia Fluker, Sister Lisa, Sister Yvonne, and our very own Apostle Claudia Boatwright this morning. God bless you, Apostle. Good morning to you, Brother Lewis. Main man holding that chat room down with the battery dead and charging. Good morning, Brother Jermaine, Brother Anthony, Brother D, Brother Mike Hawk, Brother George West Perry, Brother Lee Hamilton, Brother Cal, Brother Justin Gilmore, Brother Marquez, and Brother Frank this morning, Brother Marquez Griffin. Good morning. I didn't get my call yesterday, Marquez. I could have use my little call going down the road, somebody to talk to while I'm driving over there. The Lord bless me. The Lord bless me. And I have a grandbaby with me. So we talked and talked about some good things that needed to be talked about with the grandmama and the granddaughter. So he blessed me. And I thank God for him. Look here, that Marquez Griffin got the cutest little boy. Yeah, I think he's 9 months old, and he's ready to walk. I see him. He's ready to go. Uh-huh, standing up and everything. Yeah. So we thank God. I thank God for each and every one of you. Thank God for you. Those that come through the podcast and the archives, some people I never hear from, but they come and take a listen. I'm grateful to God for every caller and every listener. So, look, I'm going to pray us out this morning. If no one else have anything they would like to say, I'll pray us out. We pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. And I think I'm about to get a new chair, a new desk chair, so y'all won't be hearing all the crickety. But because my daughter says, I'm sick of that chair. I'm going to send you a chair. Well, do that for me, sugar. I appreciate it. So buy it and send it on here. Yeah, go and get it from Home Office Depot. I buy it from Walmart. She get an Office Depot because she said it's got a better quality chair. Go and spend $300 on it, $400. Yeah, you can afford it. I spend $159. Sometimes I just spend $59 on a chair. And we know cheap is always expensive. You're going to be buying another one in a minute if you get it cheap. So she going to do good. And I'll go on and get a real one, and maybe I won't have no problems from it in a while. Yeah. But hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Father God, we thank you for all that has been said and done. And Lord, as we depart this morning, remind us that their souls need to be saved. Their lives, God, they need to be changed. And Lord, you're the only one who can totally change lives. God, you're the one that can make us over again. And we thank you. We come this morning departing, God, asking that you would bless our going out today. Bless our coming in. Meet the need in our lives, according to your riches and glory by your son, Christ Jesus. Father, we ask today that you would stir up the gifts in us. You called each of us to something, and there are those of us you chose. Lord, stir up these gifts that we can share the good news of you, that we can lift you up in witness, and God, it's you that will do the drawing. Bless every caller and every listener this morning, those coming through the podcast and the archive. Move by your spirit for these your people today. And Lord, Laura and Mickey, bless in a mighty way today, God, just for their willingness. Lord, just for the thought of wanting to give. Bless them in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. And Father, before we go, I ask this morning that you would bless Angela Foote. Lord, I ask that you would open every door for this woman. Every door, oh God. Close every door that needs to be closed. Give her wisdom of you. Give her knowledge of you. Give her understanding of you. And Father, I ask this morning, although I know you're going to do it, I ask that you would give this woman financial increase like she has never had. Lord, do it for her. In the name of Jesus, you love a cheerful giver. Move by your spirit for her. And bless her mother, Annie Lee Foote, in the name of Jesus. Bless that household, God. Bless their family, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Hey, Lord, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing. Bless Sister Jerry, Lord. Move by your spirit for her. Encourage her today. Lift her up, oh God. And not only that, Lord, send more than she's expecting. Because you're more than enough, God. Hallelujah. You give more than we ask, more than we need. Do it for our Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. And Father, as we depart, bless our going out and our coming in. Meet the need in all our lives, according to your riches and glory again, by your son, Christ Jesus. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee, while we're absent one from another, in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today, February 7th, 2022, in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye. Have a blessed day. And we're going to our last song of the morning. And Sister Kim Hopp, I hope you can come. I hope you're listening or you can come back and listen to it.
From above, he'll just say, Jenny Houston lady says you can do it too, in Jesus' name. I lift you up and he turns you around, and I put your feet back on higher ground.
Hey, Mrs. Crowd.
How are you doing today?
I am blessed.